Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Senator Katie Britt releasing documents that show U.S. Marshals were told not to arrest protesters at Supreme Court justices' homes last year, saying to, here it is, avoid unless absolutely necessary.
Wow. This testimony yesterday from Senator, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. Mm-hmm. She's grilling the liar, Merrick Garland, under oath. He is the attorney general.
Yeah.
And what she got a hold of is something astonishing. These are basically the orders to the U.S. Marshals sent to the homes of Supreme Court justices after the Alito draft leaked, the one that said, you know, hey, Roe v. Wade is going away.
Yeah.
It is illegal under federal laws, we all know, to go to a Supreme Court justice's home and protest there. You can protest all you want in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You cannot go to their home,
right?
Because that is considered intimidation, and it would intimidate you. The marshals were instructed not to arrest anyone. Listen to this. Even after the murder attempt on the Kavanaugh family. Mm-hmm. So the only reason this lunatic with the knives and the zip ties made it this far was because literally the Department of Injustice refused to prosecute. This is the same Department of Injustice that went after a father for protesting in front of an abortion clinic. And as he and his son are walking away, a liberal lunatic shoves his son and
his son was assaulted.
Yeah, he was assaulted. And he shoves the liberal lunatic back.
Defended his son.
Yes.
In a public area.
In a public area. So the liberal lunatic is not charged, but the pro-life father is. But even, I mean, think about the mentality you'd have to have. To, as a human being, forget a Democrat, to do this, because that's what our attorney general is. He's a Joe Biden appointed Democrat. You don't change your orders not to arrest people for violating the law, even though those orders allowed the assassin to get right up to Kavanaugh's house.
You know,
think about that.
I'm old enough to remember when we used to have this equal protection under law thing in this country.
Yeah, that's like very 1984.
Yeah, apparently
or
so.
Five or 76. I don't know. But it's shocking. And by the way, no one was ever arrested for violating that law. This is the same agency that just won a warrant to surveil people's phones to see if they were even in the vicinity of the Capitol on January 6th. And they're planning an extra 1,000 arrests, including of people. And I'm still baffled as to how they're going to do this. Including a people who did not enter the Capitol.
Yeah, that's...
I don't understand that.
Why should
like,
that
I don't,
little,
I don't get that. That's protesting.
Why should that little detail matter to them, though, Tara? Come on. Why should that little detail matter?
I mean, all they would have then... It's the first geofencing warrant where they can geofence out. And just all they have is that you were there. So they're planning another 1,000 arrests. Well, if all you have is that they were there and you have no evidence they committed violence of any kind, and these are people who did not enter the Capitol. They've already got the warrant for that. We're talking about the people who stayed outside the Capitol. And I'm baffled by this. On what grounds are you arresting them? We just don't like them. I mean, that's the bottom line. But yet, as Senator Katie Britt demonstrated, no one arrested for breaking the law, protesting, even after one of them who showed up attempted to kill Kavanaugh. Thank God he didn't get far because of the marshals. Do you remember this? The Republicans at the time, just to show you what Democrats are about. The Republicans at the time sponsored a bill that would provide federal protection for the families of the Supreme Court justices.
Right.
Because they have to go places like school. And these lunatic liberals were showing up at the schools and churches of the Supreme Court justices. That is also illegal, by the way. None of them were arrested either. And harassing people in the parking lot, you know, pointing out, hey, you know, Justice so-and-so's kid goes here. After all of that, Republicans said, okay, hey, we want to sponsor this to protect these Supreme Court justices and their families. Nancy Pelosi killed the bill. So you can only conclude the Democrats want them dead. I mean, I know that's strong, but I mean, you can't come to any other conclusion. Remember, that bill was sponsored after the lunatic confessed, showed up, said, hey, I'm here to kill Kavanaugh. And he was very honest about why. He said, well, you know, basically I can do math. If I kill Kavanaugh, then Biden gets another appointment. And he said, you know, that was worth it. This is who they are. And look, I keep telling people on our side, we need to get with it, okay? Especially people at Red State that use this show for show prep. And yeah, I know you do that. Listen, the Democrats are not soft on crime. That was the Democrats in 84 and like 94, okay? Where the Democrats are now, they are deconstructing law enforcement agencies. So those agencies cannot stand between me and you and Kavanaugh's family and their mobs. And their mobs are getting more and more violent. Here is Senator Katie Britt grilling Merrick Garland about this. Sir, you know, why did you instruct your marshals not to arrest people violating law in front of the Supreme Court justice's house? He claims he doesn't know. He didn't know about it, Lee.
Sure.
They answered to him.
As you can see on the slide behind me, the marshals were explicitly told to avoid, unless absolutely necessary, any criminal enforcement action involving the protester.
I've never seen those slides before. Their first and principal job is to protect the lives and property of the members of the court.
It's clear the marshals were given a different directive, and I would ask you to look into that, please.
Yeah, no kidding.
Listen to what he says. I've never seen those slides. Well, of course not. They're Katie Britt's slides.
Exactly.
He's seen the order, though, because
His. That was pretty obvious. Oh, I've never seen what these slides you're showing me. Well, yeah, we get that.
This is, though, Lee, part of a pattern here. This article out today with the Daily Wire is horrifying. You know that Trans Day of Vengeance group?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with the training on their website about how to make a Molotov cocktail for the Trans Day of Vengeance, which, by the way, is this week, same week as the left-wing terror attack on that school in Tennessee.
That left 7 dead, including the shooter.
Yeah. So the Daily Wire goes after the FBI here and says, listen, are you going to monitor this group? They're still going forward with their protest. They are raising money to buy guns. They specifically asked transgender activists to target Nashville for vengeance, which happened. Molotov cocktail instructions. Are y'all paying attention to this group? You doing anything about it? Okay, here's what they got. This is the Memphis field office of the FBI, which covers Nashville. Quote from the spokesperson, if it was terrorism, we would have federal jurisdiction. Okay. She refers them to the national FBI spokesperson, asked whether the FBI was specifically monitoring radical trans activists as a source of potential domestic terrorism. You know, Lee, like they do parents who say mean things at school board meetings, fully covered by the First Amendment. You know, like they do to rosary praying Catholics who go to Latin Mass. We have a great Latin Mass in the lower North Carolina area if you want to attend it. And you can just go in there and, you know, rub shoulders with the FBI, I guess. Their words, not mine. Their documents, not mine. FBI spokesperson says, when asked about this, hey, you going to monitor this group, you know, especially with these Day of Vengeance protests coming up this weekend. National Press Office responded and said, quote, membership in a group is not illegal in and of itself. In fact, it is protected by the First Amendment. The FBI will never open an investigation based solely on protected First Amendment activity. That is exactly what they did for the Catholics, because the First Amendment covers religion.
No.
It is exactly what they did. Anyway, They go on, the FBI will never open an investigation based solely on First Amendment activity. We focus on individuals who commit or intend to commit violence and criminal activity that constitutes a federal crime or poses a national threat. Again, not true.
Yeah.
They gave that domestic terrorism tag, investigated, came to the houses of over two dozen school board members. Not school board members, of parents who signed up to speak at the public comment section of the school board and got mad. You know why they did that? Because remember, Glenn Youngkin was giving them a hard time in that race for governor, and they thought Terry McAuliffe would lose. So they did what they always do now. The Democrats, they turn the FBI loose on you. We'll shut you up. You got a good lawyer? Can you afford one? Threat tag those parents as domestic terrorists. And now they're saying, oh, we can't do anything about this trans group, the one, you know, making teaching their followers to make Molotov cocktails online and telling them to, you know, go do vengeance in Nashville. No, we can't follow them. Sorry, we're their First Amendment protected. This agency has to go. I mean, rip it out by the roots. We can't have the FBI
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And a country. We got to choose. Good morning. All right. Having gotten away with censorship online, the left is moving to speech codes. It's a natural progression for them. Do you see this one? This is Michigan State University. If you go there, you can be brought up on charges, not criminal charges, but charges that can result in your expulsion if you use these canceled words. And I bring this up, these speech codes are all over America, but I bring this up because longtime listeners will remember I predicted this, that eventually we would reach the point where the word America would be canceled. You cannot make an argument in defense of your country or what is left of it without that word, can you? Canceled words, because they cause offense, Michigan State University. Terrorist? Canceled. No can say. Christmas trees? Oh, the horror. Overweight? Can't call people what they are. You see her? She's putting on some weight. I know. She should stop eating all that. Or she should stop drinking all that. Yep, you could be brought up on charges that could be result in your expulsion. Nuts? We could have a field day with that one, but we'll just let it pass. Can't say nuts anymore. I guess we're supposed to deny those are real. And America. Now, listen to the combo here. You can't say America. And guess what else you can't say? Cakewalk, tipping point, rule of thumb, and founder. And bonkers. Yeah, because that's what you would use to describe the people doing this, so. Okay, so think about this. What words have they just canceled? America and founder. Well, there goes Western civilization class and American history. Yeah, I would just check that out. Not going to have that anymore. But most especially can't speak of the founding fathers. Or you could be expelled. Can you imagine having an expulsion on your record, your academic record? What did you do? I was sitting around at lunch talking with someone I thought was my friend about the founding of America and how we're at the tipping point. Oh, well, hate monger. You know why I'm interested in these? This is Michigan, right? It's not here. This is where they're going. This is where they intend to end up. This is what the speech codes will look like. And that's all you need to know about that. Okay, here's what you need to know about this. Poor Jesse Waters. We need to help him. He was so excited about Lindsey Graham's cartel bill, which is gaining steam. And Republicans, this is one of his best scams ever, Lindsey Graham. And here's, he's going to declare the cartels terror organizations. Why would Lindsey Graham do that? It's puzzling. He's always been an open borders guy, and the cartels bring the Democrats their voters, 5 million of them, since Joe Biden took office. Why would Lindsey Graham want to stop the cartels? Well, he doesn't. That's why he's having them declared a terror organization. Wait, what? Yeah, it's counterintuitive, but here's the problem. If you declare the cartels a terror organization, every country they're in below us, those people now qualify for asylum. See, right now, 92% of people on average, are they apply for asylum, but they don't qualify. So if you get asylum, you get automatic fast track to citizenship. And you get a welfare package that Americans, remember, can't get. It's a special category. We have limits. It's about $54,000 in federal benefits for a family of four, right? If you're an asylee, and that was only ever supposed to be given to about half a dozen people a year. That's all Congress intended. And it was directed at Soviet dissidents to give them an incentive to come here. It was very hard to get, right? If you declare that cartels a terrorist organization, everybody, Honduras, Guatemala, everybody below us, Argentina, everybody, all of them, Mexico, welcome to America. Yeah. It's better than amnesty. We can't turn any of them down, and Lindsey knows it. Now, I want you to see if you can spot the lie that Todd Pyro told this morning on Fox News. I don't think he knew he was lying. I want to see if you can spot the lie here. This is straight out of the rhetoric Lindsey Graham's office is spewing on this. And he knows once they get here and they're an asylee, you can't ever remove them. And again, this designation was only supposed to apply to half a dozen people a year. Now it'll apply to every single citizen of these countries. What is Lindsey doing? He is making sure they have incentive to come here. He is working with Joe Biden by declaring the cartels terrorist organization. Now listen to the lie Lindsey tricked Todd Pyro into telling this morning on Fox News. See if you can spot it.
Six GOP senators pushing a new bill to classify Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. This would allow the U.S. government to deport members of dangerous organizations like the Sinaloa cartel, who are known for drug trafficking. Senator Lindsey Graham spearheading the act.
They can deport them right now. You don't need a terrorist designation to deport it. Cartel member? You do it right now. Hear the lie? Lindsey Graham's been repeating that. That's a total lie. You don't need that. You don't need it. Here's the other lie. Ask yourself this question. It's just common sense. ask yourself this question. Is Joe Biden going to go, oh, I've got a terrorist designation now for cartels. I'm going to go after them. Said nobody in the Biden administration ever. They won't go after terrorists now. They have released some into the interior. They're not going after terrorists. They're not going after cartels. You could designate them Santa Claus if you want. You could even designate the cartels rosary praying traditionalist Latin mass Catholics. And you still couldn't get the FBI interested. Because they bring the Democrats their voters. They're not going to go after them. All this would do was make sure that the millions of people who still, for some crazy reason, remain in Honduras and Guatemala and all of these countries, Mexico below us, start to walk up here. That's all this would do. It's amnesty without actually having to push amnesty. It is the smartest thing I have ever seen Lindsey Graham do. He's even got Jesse Waters going, yeah, let's do this. Anybody have an email for him? We can help. Yeah, Lindsey Graham, folks. Yeah, the last thing we want is these organizations declared a terrorist organization. By the way, Congress could authorize war against these cartels by name. No need to designate them a terror org. And then go right down there and get them anytime they want. Lindsey doesn't want you to know that either.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congressman Matt Gaetz pressing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about reports of drag queen story hours being hosted on U.S. military bases. Watch.
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. You had the drag you Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
But why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
Gaetz also asking General Mark Milley, who says he hasn't seen reports about this.
First is Joint Base Langley-Eustis holds drag show at Kid Friendly Festival. Nellis Air Force Base hosts first ever drag queen show, essential to morale and readiness.
Can I get copies of those? Because I'd like to take a look at those myself, actually. Take a look and find out what actually is going on there, because I don't agree with those.
That's Milley and Austin, two leaders of our military. What? What are you talking about? Drag shows for children? We would never. Nellis Air Force Base in the 99th Air Base Wing. I'm reading this. This was the Thursday, June 17th. First ever drag show. Yeah, right there on the base. For kids and their parents. When asked by the media in Nevada, why does Nellis Air Force Base need a drag show? The official answer was, quote, that it was essential to morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. So that's why. So what you just heard was Austin and Milley there pretending they don't know of these drag shows. There's no way they don't know this. There's no way they don't know this. Some of these Pride events have been mandatory for units to attend, including we covered one. It was a mandatory Pride march. You had to show up. Now, what flag you carried was optional, but you had to show up. Kids were invited, too. So this is our military. Our enemies are laughing at us. And Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, seems to be the only one who gets what our military is really about. I was actually shocked at his grasp of current affairs. Most in Congress don't have a grasp this good of current affairs, as Matt Gaetz does. But he perfectly described the military here in today's first epic rant. I was talking to Tucker Carlson about the military bringing these drag shows all over the place. By the way, some of the first ones we did were on the bases in Afghanistan when we were there. And they were monthly for cohesion. You understand? It just helps you to be tighter and work better as a unit to see men gyrate in drag. Everybody knows that.
America's top military leaders have brought misery to almost every part of the globe they have touched. They put Iran in a position of power in Iraq. They armed ISIS in Syria. They turned over Afghanistan to the Taliban in the bloodiest way possible. We could have taken out the suicide bomber, didn't give the authorities. They didn't even get the vengeance part right, Tucker. When they were supposed to take out ISIS, they took out a family on the way to a barbecue. And so now you see them trying to bring the misery and the ruin home to our country through this embrace of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this is real money. $70 million they've requested for enhancements to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this is the most divisive stuff possible. And when I showed the Secretary of Defense evidence that it was happening in Nevada, in Montana, in Virginia, he just said, nope, it's not happening. And it makes you wonder, do these people have any sense of reality, or is the pain the point, whether it's DEI or the vaccine mandate, that they still don't have good answers for?
Again, let me remind you, the military missed its annual recruiting goal by 15,000. Can't imagine why no one wants to join. It's weird. Anyway, I want to jump on over to the left has this obsession. Look, I'm pretty libertarian. If you want to go as an adult to a drag show, you just go right ahead. I don't care what you do. It's not my problem. I'm way too busy to worry about you and what you do. I'm not going to criticize anyone from a moral perspective. This is not my business. Till you start pushing it on school kids, then we got a problem. The left is obsessed with the idea. And they will tell you, oh, conservatives are trying to. These terrible red states are trying to shut down drag shows. Nope. They're trying to shut down drag shows for minors, minor children. Most especially the ones they're forced to see at school. Wait, what? I roared when I saw this headline. I died yesterday. You ready for this? After drag queen straddles student, a North Carolina school is revising its policies. Because that's never going to be happy until there's a drag queen in every school. I don't know what the obsession with these people is, but there's an obsession. Outrage abounded after footage. You should see this. Of a drag queen straddling a student went viral on Tuesday, thanks to the Twitter account Libs of TikTok. Now the North Carolina school in which this drag show took place is looking into its own policies. My, how did our students end up underneath a drag queen? According to Fox News, school in question is Forsyth Technical Community College in Winston-Salem. But the students who were invited were as young as 14. Okay. They have one of these programs we have here in Greenville where you could take college classes. They actually have a charter school inside the college. So these were 13, 14, 15-year-old kids. Well, how'd they get the drag show in there? Oh, they tricked them with free pizza. The school confirmed that students of all ages were allowed to attend. And the photos posted by the school's official Instagram account, oh my gosh, showed drag queens posing with young girls, including one underneath said drag queen who was straddling her. You should see the reaction from the mom of that kid. Oh, I'd lose it. Lose it. Promotional materials for the event, which was held on campus, featured photos of four drag queens and advertised a drag performance with free food, drinks, music, and activities. So, parents of the children under 18 who attended the charter school were not notified, naturally. But this is why the Democrats last week were fighting the bill so hard last week, that Parental Protection Act, where all it says is, hey, parents have a right to know if they're throwing a drag show at your child's elementary school. Parents have a right to know if they're being given books with illustrations of hetero and homosexual sex, and they're in elementary schools. By the way, one of the books that was just banned in Florida had an absolute graphic depiction of intercourse between men, like how to do it, because, you know, was it a how-to, and directed the kids, if they wanted to try it, to go on Grindr. That is a adult male sex hookup site. Okay. For the kid to go on Grindr seeking that, that's pedophilia. That's what that's for. That's why left doesn't want you to know what's going on. Again, I don't have a problem with any of this if you're an adult. You go do what you want, pursuit of happiness and all that. I'm not even going to make a moral judgment on you. It's not even my business. But when you go for kids, can you imagine? You're clicking through the Instagram of your child's charter school, and there's your daughter underneath a drag queen. What happened in school today, honey? Wow, what a loaded question in 2023. Holy cow. An absolute horror show. That's the only way to describe it. The Resist Act skips the revolution in the middle and skips straight to a communist Chinese style system. It is, I've now read it word for word, beginning to end. It drops your jaw when you do it. And it's bipartisan. One of the two lead co-sponsors is John Thune from South Dakota, one of the most conservative states in the nation. You know what it would do? No more privacy from Big Brother ever. They have the right to access at all times, no warrant, any of your electronic devices, any of your home networks, even your Ring doorbell. And why, pray tell, do they need this? Well, sure, they could shut you down if you are acting as an advocate for a foreign adversary. Well, what could that include? Well, if you pass on information that would be useful to them, say in a U.S. election or during a U.S. election. You know what this is? Okay, this is everything in the Twitter files. This is, you know, this is the final solution for free speech. And so this way the ADFBI just don't have to sit there around the clock 24 hours a day like they did in the 2020 election, just, you know, censor tens of millions of posts and take out tens of thousands of conservative accounts. But you know what this really is? This is the eliminate Twitter and put Elon Musk in prison bill, because it would let them. If they can go backward or forward and find that Twitter passed on something useful for the Russians, you could jail Musk and shut down Twitter. And you know what the greatest horror of it all is? Oh my. FOIA doesn't apply. So I wake up and I expect to stream on Rumble as I do every day on my station, Terra Servatius. And then I discover Rumble's gone. Oh man. And then I go over to my Gab and Getter. Gab and Getter are gone. So I, being a good reporter, FOIA the federal government. Under what right did you take my account or the whole platform? They don't have to tell me. Just goes poof. You'll never guess who sponsored it. Lindsey Graham and Tom Tillis. You folks up there in North Carolina need to get a hold of that senator. You know how you do that? Let's mob his office today. His phones, we're polite people. We can email him. Well, that sort of thing's still allowed by the federal government. Text keyword Senate, keyword Senate to the text line. I know this is new from some of your North Carolina folks. Keyword Senate. You can get Tillis's email and phone contact info for his office and Lindsey Graham's. And let's light up their lines today. No, restrict that. No, we do. If we wanted to live in China, because this is identical to the Chinese system, we would move there. Maybe the senators should move there so they can live this way. Tell them no on the Restrict Act.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.